Hello and welcome to Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, episode number 43. This is Karen, and today I'm actually joined by Laura Webb, the music supervisor for Teen Wolf. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. We're just getting started here on the West Coast.
Yes, it's morning, but it's afternoon for me. Well, you know, it's really great that we got to talk to you. I'm very happy that we're able to do this. And, you know, to just jump right into it, why don't you give us a brief description of what it is that you do on Teen Wolf?
Yeah, so I've been working on Teen Wolf since the beginning stages, and I'm the music supervisor, and so I oversee and pick the music for all the moments where there might be vocals or just a certain mood. I work in tandem with our composer, Dino Minigan, and also our executive producer, Jeff Davis, who will let me know, yes, we can use that song, or no, we can't, but I kind of provide the options to him. And I work with our editor as well to kind of come up with what would work. And, so we hopefully bring some good stuff for the new cycle.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, the music on Teen Wolf has always been something that I think a lot of the fans have been, you know, very accepting of. It's always got a great soundtrack, and so I think moving forward it's going to be really exciting to see what you guys come up with for 3B.
Yeah, we hopefully have some good stuff in store, but thank you.
You're welcome. So where do you start when you approach a new episode? Like, what's the first thing that you look for or that you do in terms of the music?
Well, I mean, we kind of, you know, I knew, like, we're taking this 3B kind of darker, so I kind of know the broad strokes and some stuff that's happening, but well, I don't know everything. But what I'll do is I'll get a script and I'll kind of read that and break it down where I think that some of the music, you know, when you read it, that might be a moment. And then you have to see what's shot, and so I'll go sit with the editor for whichever episode, and we'll do what's called a spotting session. So we'll go through the episode and say, oh, okay, yeah, let's do a song here. Oh, this could be a sad moment. Oh, this could be like a make-out song. So, you know, we do have those on the show.
Yes.
And then I'll kind of send some options and work with the editor to make sure we like the way, like, it starts the right point of the song or that, you know, that kind of thing. And then we send it off for approval. So Jeff and the network, Jeff Davis and the network will look through, and if they have any notes, or they might say, oh, I was actually wanting something darker, or, you know, do you have anything that's more sad, or that kind of thing. And then we move on to, then we have to actually license it and make sure it works with our budget, and not the stuff that's important, but not as, you know, as fun. But,
right.
And then make sure that it's all done for the show, so, yeah.
So does MTV encourage you to use certain types of music or artists? I mean, obviously they, you know, Jeff especially has a certain sort of vision for what he wants, but do you basically have free reign with the selection?
I mean, like, I know we have, like, because I work with MTV, there's certain bands that maybe that's on their radar, but it's never strongholded by any means or anything. We're very much allowed to use what works for the show, and everybody wants the best sound for the show, so it's what works for that.
Right, definitely. So, I mean, you know, going off of that as well, you must have people sending you music all of the time. How do you avoid getting overwhelmed by all of the choices that are out there?
Well, I don't know how to not do that. Because I do this and I work on other projects too, so you're always, you know, needing it. And I've been in music supervision for about 10 years now, so you just keep up, you keep building your contacts, which means that many more people send you music.
Right.
I do try to listen to everything and filter it for, you know, different projects, different moods, but it's hard. My listening queue is like so long right now. I'm so behind what I need to be up on, but you do what you can. I mean, in good songs, when you hear a good song, you're like, you know, you do everything you want to use it in something, so that's
right.
Kind of, if it's good, you'll find it, hopefully.
Yes, definitely. So then, do you ever struggle with personal taste and, you know, when you have to put in a song for a certain scene, like, for example, you know, what if a scene calls for a piece of music that you wouldn't really be interested in? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, that happens, you know, obviously, and we don't have final say, you know, it's our producers, it's our director, whoever we're working with, we're helping them create their vision. So you just kind of go with, you know, people give you parameters of what the song or the mood that they want, and you just provide, you know, options like that. But, I mean, that happens. Thankfully, on Teen Wolf, we get to use a lot of fun stuff, and it is all kind of my personal taste. So it is all my personal taste. So that's the fun part of Teen Wolf.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I'm sure that you go to a lot of musical festivals and gigs and that sort of thing to kind of get a look at what's out there and what's popular right now and what's new, too. Do you have any tips for people who are looking to discover music that they might not have access to that live environment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's so great about now is that everything's on the internet too. So, I mean, you know, you can check out new things. You can, I know a lot of people follow blogs, so that's a good way. I write about, I mean, I'm on Twitter and I write about stuff I'm liking when I can, you know? So follow people whose music taste you respect and, you know, get into that. But now there's like Spotify and different SoundCloud, you know, there's so many ways to, just because you can't go to the live show, I feel that's kind of the added bit of bonus, and it's also for my job too. Like, I don't need a live track. I just really enjoy music and I like going to see them live, but, you know, I just need to hear what it sounds like recorded so that it works well in a show. So that's kind of fun to also be with the internet. So all music's at your fingertips, and it doesn't matter now, you know, you can find this band who has one song that lives in New Zealand now, you know, it's not just region specific, you know, everything's at your fingertips now. That's exciting. So, like, check out some blogs, and people could say, like my music taste, they can follow me on Twitter, because I post, you know, pictures from shows I go to, or I'm loving this song, that kind of thing, too. So.
Right. And your Twitter handle is Lala Web, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. Two B's. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great. So, you know, there's a bunch of us on the podcast, obviously. There's five of us, and we all have, you know, very different musical tastes, but we've also all discovered new music through Teen Wolf and the soundtracks and the songs that you guys have picked. For example, Mickey Echo is one of the ones that we kind of fell in love with right from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and I mean, he's somebody who's getting bigger and bigger with more mainstream attention because he's, you know, they're going to be on the Catching Fire soundtrack and that sort of thing. Do you have anyone on your list that you think could be, you know, the next big find that might be getting more and more popular?
Well, there's always one. I mean, everybody I always hope does. I'm just so happy for Mickey because he's great. And, you know, hearing those songs way back, you know, I just thought they sounded so great for the show. So I'm so excited that all the success he's having. I got to see him earlier, back in October in London, and he opened for Justin Timberlake, and that was just so surreal.
Oh, I bet.
Because he's been on an album back when we placed him, so that was really neat. But there's an artist I really like. I mean, I always want everybody to succeed. I feel like I want to be like someone. I'm like their pep rally person. But I really like a song that we used from 3A, this guy Gabriel Brew. I think he is just so unique, and I think he has the coolest voice, and just it's super dark, but I just really, really like it. So I hope more people discover him. I know we did, you know, by using him, but I hope other elements work into play. There's some stuff that we're using, which I probably can't say exactly, but if you look for some of the placements we're using, of course, there's some people. I saw this great band this week, Deptford Goth. It's Deptford, and then Goth. I think he's just makes beautiful, beautiful music. And another band, Sohn, S-O-H-N. I don't know. I just really like them, and I hope that they are. And then I went to another show this week, Active Child, who I think things are working for very. He had a live choir and live and a string quartet play with him, and that was just absolutely stunning. So those are things on my, you know, radar this week, or that I'm feeling very passionate about, but it changes all the time.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm sure, especially since, you know, you must listen to so much music day in and day out that, yeah, I can understand how, you know, it's sort of like at this moment right now, it's this. So that makes sense.
Yeah. People will say, oh, wait, I thought that was your favorite. I'm like, that was like a month ago.
Come on, keep up.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, Teen Wolf is obviously getting to be a lot bigger and everything, but they're still a fairly, you know, small show. And even for the bigger shows, budget can be an issue. And so I'm sure that, you know, picking these songs and trying to get them licensed, you kind of are on a crunch. And so how do you work around that? How do you pick out the songs that you guys know, you know, will also fit, but that you can also afford?
Yeah, I mean, I think what is good about our show is that we also do like to use new and undiscovered music, which that's a personal thing that I really love to do for, you know, part of my job, and I like helping artists. But so that helps because, you know, they might not be as established, so their price or their quote might not be as high as, say, you know, a Katy Perry or something where they have the success already. And, you know, so we pick and choose. Like, we know, you know, when we're breaking down the script, we'll say, or once we're in a spotting session, we'll say, oh, well, this is a 3-minute song. So then we know, okay, let's budget the music because that's going to be a big moment, kind of, you know? So you just kind of figure out, it's a moving puzzle, but you kind of figure out where you can afford it and where you can't. But the good news is that we are open to using a lot of new bands, which helps pad out, like, you know. Thankfully, we don't have to use all Led Zeppelin or the Beatles, because we would be in trouble.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. And I think fans really appreciate that, too, especially the ones that are very much into music, because they love discovering those new bands, rather than hearing, you know, sort of the same things over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like to do. I always try to make sure, I mean, you know, you can't always control it, but I always try to be like, let's try to be the first to use this song, you know, I mean, and they feel like little victories when we do, so that's always fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, you know, sort of switching gears here and talking a little bit more about the fans of Teen Wolf, you know, like I said, they're very much into the music on Teen Wolf and they love it. And they spend a lot of time thinking about the kinds of music that, you know, each character would be a fan of. And we've seen hints here and there, but I was wondering if you had, you know, anything that you could see our main trio, Allison Stiles and Scott, having on their iPods and listening to regularly.
Hmm. As characters. Hmm.
Yes.
I'm like, I feel Allison probably, especially as she's taking a turn, you know, I think she's more moody now, you know, obviously, because now she's more of a huntress. And so I think she would listen to Daughter. So this moody and, you know, cool, maybe. Let's see. What was that? Style still is, I feel, you know, he's more comedic, but I don't know. Let's see. What would he like? I think something with some quirk, but not necessarily, you know.
Right.
A comedy album? I don't, let me think. What would he like? I sometimes write, when I listen to songs, I write like, oh, that sounds like a Lydia. Oh, that sounds like a style. You know?
Right.
And Scott would like, he likes rock, you know? He's a rock guy, but he's an indie rock guy.
Yeah.
He's still, you know, even though he's seen some dark stuff, I think he's still, you know, let me see, hold on, sorry. Now I'm stuck on it, but maybe Styles would listen to, like, Delta Spirit or something like that. That's not that new, but I still always go back to, you know, songs that we opened the season one, which was Young the Giant, when Scott was in his room. It's still always that kind of vibe, you know, like that kind of band. So maybe people listen to that.
Right.
But he's evolved, but I can't think at the moment.
No, that's great. Yeah, I definitely see that, especially about Scott being that sort of indie rocker type of guy. That's pretty apparent to me.
Uh-huh.
kind of going off of that as well, we've seen some hints in the actual show as to what sort of things they might be into. Like, Styles has an all-time low poster on his wall. In a deleted scene, Scott mentioned liking Lady Gaga, and Derek's talked about not hearing a Dead Man's Bones song in a long time. Do you get any input into those musical references, or do you actually let those choices influence you?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely what we describe, and we'll look for hints. Like, okay, what are you thinking here? You know, because that helps us tell the story that we're trying to tell. Yeah.
Right. Sure. So, as just our last question, we've come across quite a few fan mixes. Were you aware that things like that were out there?
I've seen on YouTube that people will post it, the song after it's been used, and they'll put up the Teen Wolf, you know, pictures or things like that, and then an artist will then say, oh my goodness, I got 100,000 hits on YouTube after, you know, the show aired. And that's such a great thing to hear, and I'm so happy that, you know, more people would discover their music, so that's fun, and I like that people are doing that. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of fans actually put together their own mixes of songs that haven't necessarily been on Teen Wolf, but that kind of remind them of the characters or of the things that they might be going through. And I think that...
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there's a website called 8Tracks, and
okay.
There's actually over 3,000 mixes dedicated to Teen Wolf and the characters.
Oh my God, I had no idea. Wow.
And that's Yeah, that's a lot. And I think it just goes to show how important the music is for fans and how they connect to the songs and the characters and sort of use those together in tandem.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I like to hear that. I mean, that's always exciting for people to... I mean, that's how I was a lover of, you know, film and TV, and that's how I got into this job, too. Some of my favorite movies or TV shows were shows that use music so well, and I think that was the path I took, too, like, because it was just so important to me, you know?
Right.
And I would go out and buy all the soundtracks. And, oh, yeah.
Well, it was... really great talking to you. Thank you so much. And, you know, I'm really excited to hear what kind of music we're going to get for 3B, because we know that it's going to be a psychological thriller. They're going to go a little bit darker, and I think it's going to be really cool to hear the music reflect that.
Yeah, we're trying to find some dark stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to say to anybody?
No, but thank you guys for all the support, and thank you for seeing some of those articles you guys have written about the show, and it's great, and we love that our fans are such nice, enthusiastic fans, so thank you, and I hope you guys like 3B.
I'm sure we will. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.